Oscar-winning actor and World War II veteran Jack Palance died at his home in California today. He was 87 years old. Our movie critic Bob Mondello has this appreciation.
He was handsome, but not in the way of a leading man. His face had been burned when the bomber he was piloting crashed in World War II, and despite plastic surgery, he came to Hollywood looking like a heavy. So from the first, he wore the black hat in westerns, war epics, and suspense stories like Sudden Fear, where he was a fortune hunter and killer, wooing and winning Joan Crawford.
We'll have a second honeymoon. No servants, no visitors, just the two of us.
Sounds wonderful.
It'll be wonderful.
He got a supporting actor nomination for Sudden Fear in 1952 and another for playing the menacing gunslinger in Shane the following year, and he continued to do unnerving work, offering portraits of hard-bitten soldiers, vulnerable gangsters, and flat-out killers into the 1960s. But after that, the nondescript costume epics and crime flicks he was offered made his career seem to be on hold, and though he was on TV a lot, what audiences remembered him for were the bad guys he'd played in his youth, which may be why his turn to comedy in 1991 in the Billy Crystal western City Slickers was such a hit with audiences. He played Curly, a taciturn old cowpoke who scared greenhorns just by being craggy. He won an Oscar for the role, and he could have won another for his acceptance speech.
You know, there are times when you reach a certain age plateau where the producers say, they talk about you, and they say, well, what do you think? Can we risk it? Can we do it? Can we use him? The other guy says, I don't know, let's look at some younger ones. We can make them look older, but this one, you know, it's kind of difficult. They forget to ask that you go out there and you do all these things. Like, for instance, you know, you go out there...
At which point he stepped away from the mic and at the age of 70 did one-armed push-ups as the crowd cheered. Jack Palance never tired, and audiences never tired of him. I'm Bob Mondello.